The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For joining us by online, through online, any of the online platforms, and then you are welcome into the house of the Lord. We are thankful for today, we are thankful for what God has done, and we are thankful for His goodness and His mercies towards our lives. Amen. Amen. Today, as we said, this week is the children's week, and the children will be thinking about at exactly 7 p.m. So please, if you're online, they started to change over to the children's service at 7 p.m. exactly. Amen. So, from now, we're going to pray and then we'll give for the children to continue. Amen. I want us to go back to yesterday's verse and then we'll look at 2 Kings chapter 3. 2 Kings chapter 3, as I read from yesterday. 2 Kings chapter 3 from, and yesterday, as we said, that the people, the King Ahab's son, who was called Jehoram, everybody knew how King Ahab or Ahab and the wife Jezebel has been so wicked in the land of Israel, and they had committed so many atrocities, and they had not turned to the way of the Lord. And they have led the people of Israel astray. But here comes a time that they have to move, because the people of Moab had come up against them, and they were at war with Israel. Therefore, they had to fortify themselves and go for the battle. But they needed assistance from the king of Judah, who was Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was more righteous. He was a God. He was God's loved. He was a king that God loved him so much, because he stayed in the way of the Lord and he led the people of Judah in the way of the Lord. So, therefore, when they called for assistance of Jehoshaphat into the war, they got to a place where there was a desert. And the whole area was dry. There was no water. There was nothing there. Although they were going against the people of the Moabites, how it went, they got to a place that they were in an era of desperation, because there was no water for themselves. There was no water for their horses. There was no water for their camels, for them to take and be able to fortify themselves and go up the journey. The Bible makes us to understand that in the time when the army and the people started grumbling among themselves, and they asked them, "Has the Lord brought us up here to come and what, kill us?" The Bible makes us to understand when you always find a man of God, a person who understands God, in the time of desperation, in the times of confusion, when you know God, that becomes your salvation. At a moment when you don't know where to turn to, and you know God, that is the place that should give you what? Confidence. When people are murmuring and people are talking and they are angry, you should rather turn to God. Because at that moment, that is when we see the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. The hope Joseph asked, "Is there no prophet on this land?" And they said, "There is a prophet by the name Elisha." And Elisha knew the sins of Ahab and his sons, and therefore he didn't want to even have anything to do with them. But because of the presence of Jehoshaphat, Elisha agreed that, "I will consult God on your behalf." And true to his word, he consulted God. A lot from verse, the story begins from verse 1. Write down. So when it goes to verse 17, say, for this is what the Lord says. You will neither see wind or no rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you and your cattle and your other animals will drink. 18. Can we go on? This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will deliver Moab into your hands. You will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree and stop up all the springs and win over every field with stones. The next morning, about the time, if the Bible is yours, I want you to underline. The next morning, about the time for the offering, the sacrifice, there it was. There it was. Water flowing from the direction of Edom. And the land was filled with water. Now all the Moabites heard that the kings had come to fight against them. So every man, young and old, who could bear arms was called up and stationed on the floor of the land. I want us to just end at verse 20. He said, and the next morning, just as Elisha has said, the next morning, because they have gotten to a place and they realized that they have gone their own way, because the people of Israel only knew themselves and they knew their gods. But Jehoshaphat knew the God of heaven who created them. So he said, let us consult God. So when they have to leave everything and they have to leave all the things that they know, they have to leave their philosophers, they have to leave their sorcerers, they have to leave their idols, and they have to leave the me in them and say, now, let's go after Jehoshaphat's God. God came up for them. God showed up for them. It makes it to understand that what? When we are able to put ourselves aside, God is ever ready to come to our aid. He is ever ready to respond to us as far as and so far as if we can depend on him. Because he's a jealous God. We can't look at your strength and also look at God. We look at God and forget about ourselves because we are limited beings. Because we can't stretch beyond a certain point. Because God is not limited. So he's a jealous God. If you can look at yourself and still look at God, then you are failing. Then you'll be going down the ditch. But if you can look up to God, the creator of heaven, the creator of your whole self, the one who made this place for us to be, then we know that what? We are unlimited. So, it is a choice. Whether you want God to fulfill himself in your life or whether you want to fulfill yourself in your life. It's a matter of choice. And I can give you an assurance. And I can assure you that when you leave everything in the hands of God, God is ready to do it. When you leave everything for God to handle and you say, enough of me, God is ready to get everything for you. This morning, someone was telling me about the prayer we prayed yesterday. We're going to repeat it. That when she had a dream and she realized that when God was saying, now that you say it is enough of me, now I'm ready to take up your will and do what, I mean, I will do it my own way for you. So when the person was telling me this morning, I said, oh, okay. All right. That means God has heard us. He has heard us. That if we are saying it is enough of us, and now we want him to take control, that he should do it in his own way for us, then he is ready to do it how he wants it to be done. And I can assure you that within this 100 days program, if we are really going to give it for God to do it, then God is going to do it for you. God is going to do it for you. God is going to do it for you. And when they went to the man and the prophet Elisha, he said, tomorrow about this time, he said, this is what the Lord says. I am happy that he didn't say, this is what I'm telling you. This is my word to you. He said, this is what the Lord says.
tomorrow about this time. And the Bible makes us to understand that the next morning, about the time for the offering for the sacrifice, the water was flowing. Where did the water come from? Because there was no wind. There was no rain. But they had water that was coming out of the dishes that they had dug. God provided them water. And God said, God fought the fight for them. Because the terror fell upon the people of Moab. And they began to change. The fear gripped them. God took the fight for them. Today, we go to pray. We lose the fight for God. We shouldn't fight anymore. Let's leave everything for God. Let's leave everything for God. Amen. Amen. We have a few minutes, but we're going to pray. We're going to just take about 3-4 prayer topics. You can write it. When you go home, you can continue to pray and go. Just open your mouth and begin to thank God. Let God know that God, without you, I am nothing. Let God know that God, I am coming to you because you are more than able to do it. He is more than able. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord. Father, yes, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are so God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are so God, in the name of Jesus. We are so God, in the name of Jesus. We are so God, in the name of Jesus. We are so God, in the name of Jesus. We ask so God, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Father, we thank you. Elohim, we thank you. Atoda, we thank you. Yes, so God. Yes, so Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord. Yes, so God.
My Father in heaven.
Enough of me. I have come to the point that I am tired. Enough of me. Lord, take over my career, my business, my job, my finances, my marriage. Begin to pray. Tell God that God is enough. Enough of me. I give it up, Lord, unto you. Lord, I give up. Lord, I give up. I give up. I give up. I give up. Lord, I give up. Lord, I give up. Yes, so God. Oh, God, God, what about? Yes, so God. Oh, God, I am about that. Yes, I can. Take over my life. I submit my will. Amen. I tell you, one direction from God is more than 2,000 strategies from human mind. One direction from God. One direction, one connection from God. It's more than enough for your life. I want to pray. As they went to the man of God and they met Elijah and he spoke to them, the next day, the prophecy was fulfilled. The prophecy was fulfilled. So as we have turned our will to God that the Lord should take over, we are going to pray, Lord, it is now your turn. It is now your time. Let your time be my time. Let your time be my time. Amen. Amen. My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
as I have given my will,
as I have given my will,
I have given myself,
as I have given myself,
as I have asked you to take over,
as I ask you to take
my
over
my life, and everything in there,
everything in there.
My Father, it is not your thing.
It is not your thing.
It is not your time.
It is not your time.
It is not your turn.
It is not your time.
It is not your time.
It is not your time.
Your turn is my time.
Your turn is my time.
Your turn is my turn.
Your turn is my turn.
Your turn is my time.
Your time is my time.
Therefore, fulfill yourself.
Therefore,
fulfill yourself now.
Therefore,
fulfill yourself now.
Therefore, fulfill yourself now.
Fulfill
your
time
now.
Fulfill
your time now. Fulfill your time now. Fulfill your time now. Fulfill your time now. Fulfill your time now. Fulfill your time now. Fulfill your time now. Lord, it is your time, O God, to fulfill your time. It is your time, O Lord, to fulfill your time. It is your time. It is your time, O God. It is your season, O God. To fulfill your season. Rapapa le kapo le papa. Ayanda la brande kele brambo koko.
In my life,
it is your time, O God, to fulfill your time. Lord, it is your time. Lord, it is your care. Iko Roma Swanga la Papa. Ika Yanga la Papa de Kete. Iko Katole Papa. Ayanga la Brande Kala Papa. Ika Yanga la Papa de Brande Lopopo. Ika Yanga la Brande Kala Papa. Ika Yanga la Brande. Ile Bala Papa. Iko Tole Papa. Ayanga la Brande Kala Papa. Ayanga le Lopopo Tole Papa. Ile Bala Papa. Ayanga la Brande Katole Brande Lopopo. Ayanga la Brande Kala Papa. Ale Sakura Bale Brande Lopopo. Ika Yanga la Brande Katole Papa. Ile Sakura Bale. Ika Yanga le Bro Makatole Papa. Ayanga la Brande Ketele Papa Lopopo. Le Brasi Ayanga la Papa. Ika Yanga le Bro Makatole Papa. Ayanga le Bro Lopopo. Ile Sakura Bale Papa. Ika Yanga la Brande Kala Papa. Ale Sakura Brande la Papa. Ika Yanga la Brande Kato. Ile Sakura Bale Papa. Ika Yanga le Bro Lopopo Le Papa.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have we read 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 31? It says, out of Jerusalem, 2 Kings 19, 31. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and for those who escape from Mount Zion, the seal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We're going to pray. Let the seal, Lord, let your zeal fulfill my life. Let your zeal cause a shake up in my situation. In this career, in this business, Lord, let your zeal, not my zeal, not my effort, because I am leaving everything to you. Father, let your zeal perform. The zeal of the Lord, of hosts will perform it. My Father in heaven.
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 Let your seal.
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 Perform.
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 The changes.
The changes.
The manifestations.
The manifestations.
That I've been praying for.
That I've been praying
for. I want to see.
That I want to see.
That I want to see.
That I want to see.
Manifest.
Manifest.
In my life.
In my life.
In this situation.
In this situation.
Let your seal perform.
Let your seal.
Let your seal perform.
Let your seal.
Let your seal perform.
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 Your manifestation, O God. Your power, O God. Your glory, O God. Let your seal perform, O God. Let your seal perform, O God. Perform them in my life, O God. Perform them in my marriage, O God. Perform them in my finances. Perform them in my career, O God. Perform them in my life, O God. Let your zeal perform, O God, Lord. Let your zeal perform, O God. Let your zeal perform, O God. Let your zeal perform, O God. Let your zeal, O God, Lord. Ikaya Arabaha. Ilocotole Papa. Ikayam de Lebron, Arababa Lesia. Ikaro Balekatu. Iam de Lebran, Okale Brando Katu. Ikayanga la papa le kayanga la papa ayanga la brande kato le brande lo popo ele bala papa ayanga la brande kato.
Father, begin to thank the Lord.
Yes,
begin to thank the Lord.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Present be your name. 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 Hallelujah. Your name, O Lord. We thank you for the answer prayer. We thank you for your manifestation.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's your name, God.
We bless you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
We give you the glory that you are performing it in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.